The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Scott, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
All right, Raven, get out of the room.
Sure, good luck, man.
Okay.
Thank you, you too.
Raven's walking out of here. When the door closes, he can't hear us. The studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I will bring Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Sure.
Number one, Barbara Corcoran issued an apology to Whoopi Goldberg after she made an insensitive joke about The View co-host. In what NBC TV series does Corcoran invest in entrepreneurs for a portion of their company?
Shark Tank.
Number two, Woody Harrelson punched a man after he refused to stop taking pictures of him and his daughter. Woody Harrelson played Woody Boyd on what sitcom?
Cheers.
Number three, Kim Kardashian was the guest host on SNL this past weekend, and today is the 46th anniversary of SNL's first show. Saturday Night Live had a different name when it launched. What was it?
Live, it's Saturday night? I don't know.
Number four, Paul McCartney claims that John Lennon instigated the Beatles' breakup. Who were the other two original members?
George and Ringo.
Close enough. Number five, Netflix is making a That 70s Show spinoff called That 90s Show. Mila Kunis met her husband on the set of That 70s Show. Who was that?
Ashton Kutcher.
All right, not bad, Scott. I wish you got number three. You would have definitely had it. Let's see.
Yo.
So Scott got 4 out of 5.
Wow, Scott. All right. $700. Let's see how I do.
Yeah. Number one, Barbara Corcoran issued an apology to Whoopi Goldberg after she made an insensitive joke about her. In what ABC TV series does Corcoran invest in entrepreneurs for a portion of their company?
Shark Tank.
Yes. Number two, Woody Harrelson punched a man after he refused to stop taking pictures of him and his daughter.
That's what you get.
Woody Harrelson played Woody Boyd on what sitcom?
Cheers.
Yes. Number three, Kim Kardashian was the guest host on SNL this past weekend, and today is the 46th anniversary of SNL's first show. Saturday Night Live had a different name when it launched. What was it?
Wasn't it originally called Saturday Night?
NBC's Saturday Night.
Well, I mean, that seems like just a program.
So, a network. No, it was NBC's Saturday Night. Number four. Paul McCartney claims that John Lennon instigated the Beatles' breakup.
Wow.
Who were the other two original members?
Ringo Starr and George Harrison.
Yes. And number five, Netflix is making a That 70s Show spinoff called That 90s Show.
Okay.
Mila Kunis met her husband on the set of That 70s Show. Who was that?
Ashton Kutcher.
I'm sorry, Scott. He tied you at 4 today. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I just can't beat Raven.
Well, you came close. To try again, okay?
I will do. Thank you so much.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro.
I love those shirts, man.
Hold on. Put another $100 in the jackpot. That means tomorrow, same time, you'll have your shot at $800. Remember, you could always sign up to play at annaandraven.com. Listen at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. Give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.